Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump is still a free man despite the New York grand jury having met again. Well, they can meet again, and they can meet again, and they can meet again. And it ain't gonna matter, because Donald Trump will remain a free man. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, I think the strategy of the Democrats is pretty simple. Keep Donald Trump in the news, but let me tell you something, it will backfire. I talked about this on my episode of Sneak Peek. Hope you're able to catch that every morning. It's up at the website, theblacksphere.net. But what are they doing here? Alvin Bragg should be disbarred. He's lied to the grand jury. How can Alvin Bragg still be going and meeting with the grand jury? Why is nobody seriously talking about disbarring this guy? He withheld exculpatory evidence that proved that Donald Trump had nothing to do with the payment to Stormy Daniels. He had the best witness he could possibly. I want you to please tell me who would be a better witness against Donald Trump than his attorney. Now, if you say Melania Trump, sure, but you know, you can't force a wife to testify. So who, in terms of who can testify, who's the best, who would know the dirt on you better than anybody? You already know the answer. Your lawyer. Your personal family lawyer. He knows what you covered up, hush money payments. Wait, and a billionaire? He knows everything. He knows all your business dealings, what the kids have done, who you paid the kid to get out of rehab, who, you know, everything. And who is the, just out of curiosity, who is the most looked at person in the history of man besides Jesus? Donald Trump. Nobody has been investigated more thoroughly than Donald Trump. If you know somebody, let me know. Let a brother know, because you know it's true. Nobody's been investigated more than he. So we've got this. And still, Alvin Bragg goes, you know what? Michael Cohen came to bat twice, got snake bit twice. The second one killed him. He's done. You won't hear Michael Cohen's name with respect to Trump in any negative way. He's toast, okay? So now you've got the new guy. And who do they bring in? Who do they bring in to talk about the porn star, what I call Stormygate or Porngate or Hookergate? They bring in the Pecker, David Pecker. Bum, 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 bum. If the hooker doesn't get him, the Pecker will. Oh, my goodness. Wow. The fear of Donald Trump is palpable. And as I said, I talked about this on the TV show, Sneak Peek, that what must the left be going through to fear this man? They have done everything they can to take him down. So there's that. But then there's also this other thing that I keep coming back to. Let me give you some reminders. The Chinese flew a balloon across America, a spy balloon, and we didn't shoot it down until it had traversed the entire country. There have been other balloons that got shot down. That story's gone away. What about Joe Biden's classified documents? We got an update on the Mar-a-Lago stuff. That's supposed to bring down Trump. They were positioning that in the event that Alvin Bragg's stuff would go away. And Alvin Bragg's stuff has gone away. It's dead. I can give you 100% assurance that Donald Trump will not do one day in court on this issue. And quite frankly, people's heads should be chopped off, metaphorically, in New York for even entertaining this nonsense. You would convene a grand jury over this. Do we need to talk about crime? I talked about the other day, Walmart leaving Portland. Two stores in Portland, a big box store that can sell everywhere in the world, has left Portland, Oregon. Why? Because those leftists up there believe that they should be able to walk into stores and take merchandise and leave. You think it's only Portland? Remember when we talked about all the stores, the CVS's and the Walgreens leaving San Francisco because they're tired of people just walking in, taking stuff out? Crime. That's the most mundane of crimes. You can rob, you can rape, you can second-degree murder, and you can be walking the streets of any major city in this country because there are prosecutors like Alvin Bragg who have more time on their hands to look for crimes where there are no crimes. But the crimes that exist, they ignore. Now, if you want to tell me that's what people voted for in the midterms, I disagree. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So now we've got Alvin Bragg, and he's brought out the pecker. Another retread, another guy who gets to feed at the trough. I can't imagine Alvin Pecker saying, "What else do you need from me?" He had to think about this. They already had, what's his face? Cohen, his testimony. They had now David Pecker. They brought both of them back. Pecker is not going to add one more piece of evidence that they don't already have. We have a district attorney who did not present all the materials to the grand jury. Why isn't the grand jury meeting to say, why don't we fire this guy? Shouldn't he be disbarred? I don't know all the legal procedures, but I can only imagine the Trump team at this point saying, let's get rid of this clown. Except maybe you don't want to. Because let me tell you, he is doing them a favor. This man is making Trump into a champion again, which don't get me started on the media hype that Donald Trump is in the news all the time. I can't tell you how many people that were Trump supporters that came to me, Kevin, I just wish he'd stay out of the news. How can he stay out of the news when they keep him in the news? They want you wishing that he stays out of the news. But let me ask you, how do you win? If you've got a business, what do they tell you in business, in marketing? There's no such thing as bad press. DeSantis is trying to get it. We're going to talk more about him here in a bit. But the guy who can garner press, good or bad, is Donald Trump. And what are you figuring out about him? Every single time they go after this guy, what looks like it's the thing that's taken down is the thing that makes him better. How do you think this is going to end up? Who do you want to bet on, Trump or Bragg?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Garrett, we know that David Pecker testified today. We have now confirmed that. Tell us what you know about today's witness and what unfolded in the building behind you.
Yeah, this case clearly very much not dropped, Kristen. The grand jury back in session today. Hearing from David Pecker for a second time, which is very interesting. Pecker was the head of AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, and served as its publisher. He's a key figure in all this because it was he who, along with Michael Cohen, came up with what amounted to this catch-and-kill plan to buy both the stories of Stormy Daniels, which Cohen ultimately completed, and Karen McDougal, a model who made similar claims. It was AMI's money, National Enquirer's money, that ultimately paid for her silence. The fact that he was back testifying today suggests that somewhere along the line, some other witness either raised questions about his earlier testimony, or that perhaps some element of his testimony is newly relevant or more relevant to the case that prosecutors are trying to put together. I'm not a lawyer. I can only speculate based on what we know about this case. But remember, the idea here is that to make this case into a felony, you need two charges, essentially. people. You need this idea of falsification of business records to serve some other purpose, some other criminal purpose. So could something with the McDougal payments, could something in the way that Cohen and Pecker, you know, structured their dealings be that second charge? We just don't know. But the fact that, you know, this late in the process, it's David Pecker, not any other witness, who's coming back after Mr. Trump's own witness came to serve as a defense witness last week, is surely relevant and will be more relevant, I suspect, when we see how this investigation concludes, either with the matter being dismissed or with an indictment, if and when this grand jury is asked to vote.
There you have it, folks. What do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to be an indictment, or you think it's going to be Trump gets freed? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I love how they frame the discussion. That's what, when you're looking, listening to an argument, you got to look at how they frame it. David Pecker, key figure. He's so key that, well, he's an afterthought. After Alvin Bragg supposedly brought back Cohen, who was going to be the nail in the coffin of Donald Trump. And what happened to him? He got blasted. I haven't seen a dude get beat up so bad since Rodney King. I mean, he got brutalized. Bob Costello came in and says, listen, I was the guy that counseled Cohen. And we were saying to him this, that, and the other. So in other words, what Trump did was say, okay, so you guys raided my my personal attorney's office. You raided his hotel room. You raided his home. You arrested him. You put him in jail. And wasn't able to give you anything. Let me go give you the equivalent. I'm going to raid Cohen's personal confidant, a guy named Bob Costello. And you can go poke holes in his arguments. And Bob Costello just pulled a bazooka out. So, boom. I don't know, is a bazooka even a big gun anymore? But he pulled out an assault weapon. And he just brutalized Cohen. It is interesting to watch. And, you know, normally, let me tell you what would happen. The Democrats would go after Costello. Oh, Costello, he's into kiddie porn. We saw Costello humping sheep. I mean, they would be beating this guy. Where is the attack on Costello's credibility? They don't have it. So, tell me what... Okay, now we get David Pecker, key figure. Yeah? He's a key figure, all right? The Pecker is playing a big role in the Stormy Daniels saga, right? The Pecker and the Hooker. This sounds like a TV show, TV series. Oh, man. The Democrats crack me up. I'm sorry. There are people, a lady one time when I first got started on the radio, she said, you laugh too much on the radio. Sorry. If we were having this discussion, I promise you, I would be cracking so many jokes right now that we'd all be laughing. Well, I would just be ratchet-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, because this is set up so much for comedy. Bring in the Pecker. The catch and kill plan is how he described it. And I talked about this the other day. I don't know much about Karen McDougal. I know she was a Playboy model. And by the way, we wrote a great piece about this. Christy Wagner, who's one of my friends and a writer for us, she wrote a great piece about Stormy Daniels and Karen. She focused on Stormy, but Karen McDougal. And if I'm not mistaken, Trump has an audio. They supposedly had audio of Trump, and it was like, we've got undercover audio of Trump, and we've got him dead to rights. But if you listen to that tape, it was almost like Trump was saying, so they're wanting to do what? They're wanting to pay this much and he's cash, and he's talking about this story that ended up where the National Enquirer ended up paying a fine of about, I think it was like almost $200,000. And they call it catch and I forget what it, but they say that these guys knowingly tried to hide this information. Now, I have my producers look for the audio. There is an audio of Donald Trump talking to a woman that has been brought into the spotlight in all this. I don't know if it's Karen McDougal, because supposedly she did sell her story to the National Enquirer. Well, let me put it this way. It's easy to sell these stories because they become nuisance. We talked about it. We have a blog about it, an entire article written on people who've shut these things down, from Kanye West to even one of the Kardashian girls. Some guy accused the Kardashians of he fathered her children. They had to take a DNA test to prove that he didn't. They're all across the gambit. But anyway, so the National Enquirer had to pay a fine. But Trump is asking, look, how do we need to set this up? Because I just want this done. But there's a tape of him talking to a woman where he says, look, I'm really sorry they dragged you into this. You know, it's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. He in no way does he look like he's saying, now look, let's keep this quiet. This wasn't one of these Tiger Woods deals where he's like, okay, now listen, if they call you, here's what we're going to do. It wasn't like that. Trump was like openly, it was like they were having the discussion right there. And it was being recorded. And he didn't know it. You can't find that. So here we go with this narrative of why is it that you want to keep Trump in the news? Why is it you want to stay on this story about Hookergate and you won't move on to the real stuff of the day? Why is it you won't do this? So, again, hopefully that clears up a little bit about what they're trying to do. But going back to Pecker, who had to pay the fine, and again, no money. Trump is just asking his lawyer, what are we paying here? Are we paying, in other words, this isn't a campaign thing. This is us trying to figure out how do we conduct the business deal and how is it going to happen? And Cohen, I don't know why he did it, he took it upon himself to say, I'm going to do it my way. Trump can wave his hands, man. I mean, not saying that if he were guilty, he'd stand behind the attorney-client privilege. I don't think he has to. I think these are Democrat operatives trying to set him up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal banking regulators are back on Capitol Hill, again testifying before a House committee on the collapse of two banks earlier this month. Lawmakers are looking for ways to avoid similar collapses. A federal judge has ruled that Google wanted to hide the ball when it deleted employee chat logs that could have been used in evidence in an antitrust case. That ruling could impact several other suits against Google. The former CEO of Starbucks is defending himself and his former firm on charges of union busting.
We are 100% committed to fulfilling our obligations as an employer under the National Labor Relations Act and are committed to good faith negotiations on first contracts for each unionized store.
Howard Schultz testifying before a Senate panel. President Biden says he plans on visiting some of the Mississippi towns that were destroyed by tornadoes. No word yet on an exact date for a presidential visit. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked yesterday about a school shooting that never happened in Denver, Colorado, because the perp was a black kid who was already on alert. I talked about the school resource officers, the cops that they took out of the schools. Black Lives Matter cheered when this happened. It was a 7-0 vote on a Colorado school board to get rid, or the board to get rid of these SROs. And then, after the shooting, they put them back. And then what do we have now? We got a shooting in Nashville. And I didn't cover it. I didn't cover it the other day. I'm so sick of us covering these different things based on not even going after the real problem. Do you want to know what the problem is in academia? And I'm going to pivot back to Trump here in just a second, folks. The problem in academia is it's whackademia. It's run by leftists. And if you want to get to the root of the problem of what's happening in the academia, it's wokeism. Let's not tell blacks and brown parents, you suck at being parents. You send hooligans to school. I'm not talking about across the board, but I'm saying per capita, you're sending more hooligans to school. And you know what you're doing? You're costing this nation. And Democrats say, we can solve the problem with more money. How so? They got more money. We spend more money on a student than probably any other country. Kevin, that's not true. This country, that's a lie. The United States spends more money and wastes more money on kids in education or indoctrination than any other nation. And what do we get? We get kids that are woke. They don't know how to deal with society. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What am I talking about? They don't know how to deal with society. They don't know how to critically think. Oh, Kevin, you're telling me what I already know. Well, what does that mean? It means that they're so busy worrying about what their pronouns are going to be, what their intersectionality is going to be, and I'm going to declare myself a cat, an asexual cat, and you will love me for it. And you know what happens? No matter what, no matter how much intersectionality and DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity that they pick, the people go, you're a freak. Because there are a group of kids out there going, you know, I may be LGBT, but I know I'm not a cat. And look at you. You think kids are not going to tease? You think you're not going to be bullied? You don't live in the real world. You know what happened in this country? We stopped. I'm not telling you that people should be bullied. I'm not at all. And If you have kids, I guarantee you they've been bullied no matter what growing up they've done. There are cliques in schools. If you can't get in a clique, you're being bullied. There's somebody saying you ain't good enough. Well, you know what the alternative is? Start your own freaking clique. And enjoy it. If you want to be in the with the goth kids, go be with the goth kids. You want to be with the chess club? Go be with the nerds. Go be with the whatevers. Go be with the pretty girls or the pretty boys or the athletes. That's the way society works. You find what is your culture, what you like, and you adjust to it. And the rest of the world be danged. I don't need it. But we don't teach kids that. No, everybody has to be accepting of everybody as if that's ever going to work. And that's why I can pivot back to Trump. I can pivot back to Kevin Jackson. Many of the people out there have known me for years. I got friends out there. God bless them. They've endured me for decades. And I'm going to tell you something. They know this about me. I don't put on to be their friend. You call me, I'm going to answer. You need me, I'll be there. And I expect the same from you. And I've made mistakes, many of them. We don't dwell on it, we move forward. Because you know what? We are all God's children. We are going to make mistakes. And a loving, pardon me, a loving living God is going to forgive us for them. As long as we're trying to work to redeem ourselves, to work towards something that is bigger than we are. Leftists don't do this. They seek and destroy. And that's where we are right now. And seek and destroy. This guy, Alvin Bragg, wants to make a felony out of a misdemeanor. And they said he has to prove that it was falsification of business records to serve a criminal purpose. This is what the New York City DA wants to do. By the way, the FBI, since we're on blending education and law enforcement, what are they doing? Oh, if you're a parent and you dare have anything to do with your kids, you go to a school board meeting, we're going to go after you. What is Biden's AG? I'll get Biden's AG doing. He says, if you go to a school board meeting, I'm going to put you on a watch list. I'm going to make your life miserable, parent. How dare you want to take care of your kids and understand what's going on in the lives of your children? And you wonder why we're in the state where we are, where a DA wants to attack a former president over a transaction that anybody, if Donald Trump were just a mogul out there, most people would be looking at the story for what it is. They go, man, this is a shakedown. This is a total shakedown. I mean, I jokingly, I should have put myself in a picture with Trump and then, you know, Photoshop me in bed, you know, replacing Melania or something and say, I slept with Donald Trump and I'm going after my $150,000 or whatever because that's how big of a joke it is. And here's the real rub. If it did happen, okay, why is it not like Clinton? Why is it not like, well, I mean, it was two consenting adults and his sex life is his private life and all this. Why? Because there was a money transaction. What do you think the left would be saying if we were having this discussion about one of their sacred cows? You already know. Do you think Bragg would have brought charges if this were Al Gore? Bill Clinton? Of course not. And why are we talking about it? Because the fear of Trump. These people fear him. And they have every reason to. The seek and destroy at all costs has backfired. And as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, I said, this strategy, I'm a strategist. This strategy won't work. It flatly won't. This strategy is going to get the Democrats in much more trouble than they can even imagine. And I warned DeSantis. I mean, I didn't speak to him directly. I don't want to imply that. But I've said it publicly. If you pursue this, if you keep quipping on Donald Trump, well, look, I don't have anything to say about, you know, being with prostitutes and all that, and you want to get these little backstabs in, it isn't going to work. And here's why. women are looking at Trump and saying, you know what, if I was a young girl at the time and I got an opportunity to hang out with a billionaire, I wouldn't have to be a hooker. I probably would have taken the chance. I think the average woman would say, yeah, I see a good-looking guy. He's, you know, got Trump's profile. He spends any time looking at me. I would do it. Ladies, I'm talking conservative women would even say, yeah, I mean, are you kidding? I get to, you know, I mean, I don't know where it's going to go, but you don't know where any relationship is going to go. And Trump was not a bad boy. This is a guy that doesn't drink, never does drugs, doesn't smoke. Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit uptight about his business. He's always about business. But, you know, you being in the limelight with Trump for a little while is not going to lower your stock. So women are going, I don't see anything wrong here. And guys are going, okay, so if Trump wanted to be with a prostitute, or, you know, I doubt he would. But if he did, he's a billionaire playboy. He can do what he wants. They have their indulgences or whatever. Now, I don't know if we talked about this. I think we talked about this the other day. But to me, when Stormy Daniels made the comment, I don't know if you guys, I wrote an article about it. But when Stormy Daniels made the comment, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. This is in 2011. She hadn't said in 2000, what she said in 2018, that it never happened. In 2011, she goes, well, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. He liked generic sex. That's what she said. Trump was about generic sex. And that's when I went, okay, so it's over. See, let me explain. If you're going to go after a woman of ill repute, my grandmother would say, one of them fast women, why would you want generic sex? You have a porn star. This is a woman who is knowledgeable in the art of having sex, okay? And you just go, you know what, let's just have regular sex. That's not the type of sex that you're going to go brag to your buddies about. And that's why I keep telling you, when you apply any level of common sense, you say to yourself, this didn't happen. It was just generic. Okay, Stormy, you're starting to make things up because that doesn't make you look good. If you're going to lie and say a guy pursued me, he pursued you. Why? Because you're an expert at sex.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Trump tweeted last week they were going to indict him on Tuesday, try to arrest him, etc. Got ahead of the story, and they didn't do it. And this time he tweeted they're going to drop the case. They reconvened the grand jury, excuse me, and I don't think it's going to end up opposite. I think they will drop the case. I don't think they will. I'm 100% positive they will. Because the Democrats have figured out it's not going to work. I keep coming back. I want to pivot back to DeSantis for a bit. because I talked about him in a previous episode, and I said they've been positioning DeSantis. They want him waiting in the wings. And earlier in this broadcast, I played a clip from Rachel Maddow where she's mocking Trump because he dared bring up this ad hoc poll done by CatTurd2 on Twitter, who essentially said Donald Trump trounces DeSantis. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. There are a lot of people that think that DeSantis is a more cool, calm, and collected version of Trump. And to some degree, he is. DeSantis is a very blue-collar appearing guy. Now, I ask you this. Since when have you heard a leftist reporter or host of a show fighting for one Republican over another? Like Rachel Maddow doing a segment of her show on how dare they say that Trump can beat DeSantis, as if she wants DeSantis. He would be the antithesis of everything she stands for. If you look at the outcome of Florida, he was bucking the system. Go back and look at the clips of these people talking about DeSantis is killing people. His policies are going to kill people. COVID, DeSantis and COVID. He's death, man. And now suddenly they like him. So that tells me all I need to know. They fear Trump. Alvin Bragg, look, ask yourself, how much were we talking about Trump in this regard prior to the Alvin Bragg indictment? Trump, I'm telling you folks, he hadn't been marginalized completely, but the luster was starting, you know, and there was tarnish appearing on the brass. And Trump was losing audience. That it was working until Alvin Bragg came along and did what people see is the most obvious political prosecution and persecution of a guy ever. We talked about what they did to Nixon and the six ways of Sunday that the clandestine agencies will get you. The Republicans going after Trump. The rhino Republicans who can't stand him. I have been in these events, people, with governors that I won't name names, but I will tell you, there was a governor that every time Trump was met, he couldn't even keep the look off his face. He was just like, I can't stand it. I mean, it was so obvious. And I'm not talking about just in his body language. He said it. Even when I would pose like, well, what about this? Isn't that sort of, isn't he accomplishing goals towards good goals here? And they would, and the guy would be like, no. They're like, wow. At that point, I knew, okay, we're done. By the way, no longer a governor, this particular person, but he just absolutely hated Trump. I remember I was with Guy, I forget his name now. He was on Fox for a while. And I was in Colorado at a big convention. And every time I mentioned, I would say, well, what about this that Trump did? And every time I would say something positive about Trump, it got him more and more angry. Now, he's changed his mind on him since. He's softened. Ben Shapiro did not like Trump. And, of course, you remember Dana Lash and Glenn Beck and many others did not like Trump. Anti-Trump, across the board. This guy was fighting everybody. In fact, DeSantis is going to struggle in going against Trump because of this very comment that he made about Donald Trump when Trump was president.
So here's the issue, and I deal with this all the time. In Washington, in the country, Trump has almost the entire media against him. Fake news day after day after day. He's got the entire Democratic Party after him. He's got the lobbyists after him. He's got the bureaucracy after him. And he's got some Republicans who come after him to kneecap him. And so he is under an attack like no president has faced. And he is standing tall for us. He is working hard. So the last thing I want to do is go out there and lob hand grenades at the president. I think we need to support the president, understand what he's up against, and understand he's facing opposition unlike any other president we've seen.
So I'll ask you, has anything changed? Other than Ron DeSantis can't call him the president because he lost in a coup, Trump lost in the coup, what's changed? Not a single thing that DeSantis said is different from then than it is now. Nothing. Except they've gone even more crazy against Trump. And this is where I keep coming back to setting the media narrative. Why is Rachel Maddow pumping up DeSantis? This is what the man just had said about Trump a few years ago. Nothing's changed. Why is Rachel Maddow? Donald Trump, based on what DeSantis, his protege, just said, should be leading Trump. I mean, should be leading DeSantis in polls. He should be. He's effectively like the father of the movement, and DeSantis is one of the disciples or one of his children. Shouldn't the father be the one touted? It makes total sense. Nothing has changed. Trump is the same guy. He just got deposed. Now, what do we learn about the way he was deposed? We learned that the FBI colluded with the media and with the Democrats. We know this. We learned that Hillary Clinton started a lie that ended up costing the nation $40 million, and she paid a fine of thousands of dollars, and it's disappeared. We've learned that everything Trump said about Joe Biden during the debates and post-debate, that Hunter Biden has this country embroiled in all kinds of interdependencies with other countries that have us, our national security at risk, and Joe Biden is part of it. We know this is true. We have bank records. We've got all this stuff. Show me where we need to be dumping this guy. Please, somebody explain. Well, Kevin, he's so boisterous and okay, the Twitter? We're going to go back to the Twitter thing. That's not happening. He's always in the news. Who's putting him there? DeSantis just ran you through all the things that Trump is facing. And the only mistake this guy made, I mean outside of personnel stuff, the only mistake Trump made that did not benefit this country is Wu Flu. Operation Warp Speed and how they bamboozled him into going along with it. And by the way, there's a really interesting article that talks about how they started the rumor, because I remember there was a clip we played and they said, and all this rumor that this is a bioweapon. That's how they got Trump to do it. The guy said, if we're going to get him to play along, we've got to get him thinking the Chinese did this on purpose. So they introduced a bioweapon, and Trump wanted to counter that by saying, okay, they introduced a bioweapon. We're going to be coming out with stuff that's going to thwart their bioweapon. And it became Trump versus the Chinese. When, in fact, the Democrats, they say, knew it wasn't a bioweapon, that we were actually working with the Chinese to do all this, and it was orchestrated. It's a really interesting article that made me go, wow, you know what? That makes sense. Don't you love it? I've been calling it a bioweapon, engineered in a Chinese lab, and so on and so forth. It certainly sounded like it to me, but now it sounds more like a conspiracy to make it a bioweapon and call it that. Because, let me tell you, I think that's the only way you get Trump to say, let's move quick. He was on the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin tip, as we say. He was ready to say, look, it's a simple fix, until somebody said, it's a bioweapon. Think about it. I'd love to get your opinion about that. 844-551-8255, or contact us at the Kevin Jackson Network. So I'm looking at all these different things. Trump setting these guys up. He said, they're going to arrest me. Then he said, you know what? They're going to drop the case. They have no case. He told, at his rally in Texas, he says, I think they've already dropped the case. They have absolutely nothing. We know where that's gone. And the latest thing is, there's nothing that's going to happen to that. Trump said, it's a witch hunt against me. The witch hunt against me is dead. You have no evidence at all. And it's been conclusively proven that I did nothing wrong. And I don't think he's going to make these assertions with the idea that there's a shoe waiting to fall. He's not like Joe Biden. I'll be honest with you. I think if Trump did this, he would say, yeah, I did it. Talk to Melania, she forgave me.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.